We're doing Seder HaDorot, and we're about to start a new thing. Until now, everything he discussed was clear Midrashim, and now he's bringing us the part which he promised us he'd bring us in the introduction, which is the more spiritual side, or maybe the Kabbalistic side of Jewish history. And he tells us who was the Gilgal of whom. So he says, Adam nitgalgel be'Avraham v'chava be'Sarah. ואחר כך נתגלגלה חווה ביצחק. Adam reappeared as Avram, Chava reappeared as Yitzchak, and Chava reappeared again in Yitzchak, ואחר כך תרווה וביעקב ובצוגו. And then both of them, Sarah and Yitzchak, reappeared in Yaakov and his mate. And he quotes this from the Medrash HaNe'elam and other sources. Shaul haya be'ifa shel Adam berosh. I don't know what that means. He says it should really say bepe'a shel Adam, that he was in Adam's corner, whatever that means. Maybe it means that Shaul was from the pe'a of Adam Arishon. I don't know. Mordechai and Esther were in hayu besod dedin shel Adam Arishon ve'ab rosho shel Adam Arishon. They were in the secret of the judgment of Adam Arishon, and they were Gilgal of Adam's head. Avshalom was in the sod sa'arot shel Adam Arishon. נתגלגל בחבקוק, חלק מנשמת אדם הראשון בא ליוסף, חווה נתגלגלה בשרה, חנה שונמית צורפית, נתגלגלה דבתיה בת פרו. So he tells us, you had Adam's hair coming again in the form of Avshalom, in that secret, and that's it's probably coming off. The Gemara says different people had different extraordinary strengths of Avshalom in his hair. So he says that strength came from the fact that he was a Gilgal, however that means, of Adam's hair, in the secret of Adam's hair. He came again in the form of Chavakuk. Part of Adam Arishon's neshama came through Yosef. Chava appeared through Chana, and then again through Chana. Yeah, Chava reappeared as Chana. And then again in the Shunamit, who was the Tzofit, the woman who fed Elio. And came again as Batya, the daughter of Paro. Okay, so that was the Kabbalistic side of Jewish history, whatever that means. Kayin had 100 sons, the Medrash Rabbah says in Koheles. On the Pasuk in Yolidi Shmea, if a person has 100 children, so the Medrash Rabbah says Kayin had 100 sons. Kayin was killed in the days of Lemech, and some say he was killed in the days of the Mabul. Meaning, we all know the Medrash from Rashi. There is a Medrash that says that he lived out till the Mabul. And now again, he brings us deeper side of Jewish history, that Kayin reappeared in Yisro and in Korach and in the Mitzri. They were all Kayin. And that's what it says, Kishivataim Yukam Kayin. So Yukam is Yisro, Korach, Mitzri, whatever Mitzri that was. And he reappeared in Lavan. Yisro was the good of Kayin, and Balak was the bad of Kayin. And the Erev Rav came from Kayin. Now that's interesting, because we know Yisro and Balak were both advisors to Paro. So that's how he divides it. Again, none of this is his own. He's bringing it from other sperm. He doesn't expand on it. I don't know. Yisro was the neshama of Kayin. Shmuel was the ruach of Kayin. Nadav and Avihu were the ruach and the nefesh of Kayin. And they all came together in Shmuel. The Kayin reappeared in the bakers that Yosef met, and he reappeared in Reuven, and when Reuven sinned, so then he lost the neshama of Kayin, which was given to Yisro. That's from the Arizal. Elisha ben Shaphat was also an aspect of Kayin, as was Yechezkel. The Mitzri was the nefesh of Kayin, and Bilam was from the bad part of Kayin. Ya'el, the great Yael, who saved the day with the war against Israel, was also from the root of Kayin. I don't know what any of this means, but we could maybe touch on it. Okay. Vayimi ketz yamim v'shanim v'ekiv v'u Kayin mipri adama v'evel mibchorot zonom mechel v'hin. So, at the end of a time, so Kayin brought an offering from the fruits of the ground, and Hevel brought from the firstborn of the sheep, and the fats of the sheep. V'tered esh min ha'shamayim v'tochal et korban Hevel. So the fire came down from heaven and consumed Hevel's sacrifice. Vaykane Kayin behevel, and Kayin was jealous. Vayimi yamim yatzu asadel asom nachtam. So they went out to the field to work. Kayin choresh ad matov, Hevel roetzono. Kayin was plowing, Hevel was shepherding his sheep. And Hevel's sheep started trampling the place that Cain had just plowed. So Cain got all upset, and he went over to Hevel. Hey buddy, what you doing letting your cattle trample my ground? He says, hey, wait a second. Hevel says to Cain, how come you eat, I give you milk and cheese, I give you the fruits of my sheep, you wear their wool, I let you get warm from my sheep. He says, you know what? If you claim the ground is all yours, and then the sheep are all mine. So give me back the clothing you're wearing. Give me the wool of my sheep. Give me the fruits, the meat that you've eaten. And then I'll leave your territory, the earth. Maybe I'll fly if I could. So Cain picked up his plow, his metal plow, whatever he was using to plow the earth, and he beat Hevel and killed him. The place that Cain killed Hevel was 2 days' journey from Hebron, which leaves room for discussion. Hevel lived 50 days. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.